Welcome back. Episode 40 is our Copilot reference companion. It is not trying to teach one tiny workflow. It is the place you come back to when you need the shortcut, the command, the mode, the setting, or the safety check.
So this is the desk reference version of Copilot. Less mystery, more. Where is that control and what does it do?
Exactly. We are covering Copilot in VS Code, Copilot Chat, participants like at Terminal and at GitHub, variables like hash file and hash code base, slash commands, agents, MCP servers, custom instructions, models, pricing, plugins, the CLI, and pull request help. The big theme is control. Give Copilot the right context, choose the right mode, and review what it gives you before it lands in your work.
Let's start with the thing people usually need first, keys. What are the Copilot shortcuts worth memorizing?
For inline suggestions, also called ghost text, Tab accepts the whole suggestion and Escape rejects it. Control plus right arrow on Windows or Linux, and CMD plus right arrow on Mac OS, accepts one word at a time. Alt plus and Alt plus move through alternative suggestions on Windows or Linux, with Option plus and Option plus on Mac OS.
The word-by-word option feels important. If Copilot suggests a long line, I do not want to accept a whole sentence or function before I know what is in it.
Right? The full suggestion list opens with Control plus Enter on Windows or Linux, and CMD plus Enter on Mac OS. For accessibility, Alt plus F2 opens Accessible View, Option plus F2 on Mac OS, and Control plus slash or CMD plus slash inserts the suggestion from Accessible View at the cursor.
And for chat, the common pattern is open the chat panel, send with Control plus Enter or CMD plus Enter, and clear the conversation with Control plus L or CMD plus L. Inline chat is Control plus I on Windows or Linux, CMD plus I on Mac OS.
Yes, the appendix also separates the official screen reader workflow. Enable VS Code screen reader mode, consider accessibility signals, use accessible help when needed, and read Copilot responses in accessible view instead of trying to follow live streaming text. For inline suggestions, open accessible view, review the suggestion, then insert only when it is safe. Copilot chat gets much better when you tell it where to look. The at participants scope the conversation to a source, while hash variables attach specific context.
Give me the plain version. If I type at terminal, what am I asking for?
You are asking Copilot to use the integrated terminal as context. At GitHub can search GitHub data such as issues, pull requests, and code you can access. At VS Code can help with VS Code features and settings in environments where that participant is available. At Workspace searches the current workspace. But newer prompts should usually prefer hash codebase because it works more broadly across modes.
So add is about the source and hash is about attaching something specific.
Exactly. Hash file lets you pick a file. Hash selection sends the text you selected. Hash terminal last command attaches the last command and output. Hash GitHub repo can point Copilot at a repository you can access, and hash codebase searches the project for relevant snippets.
Then slash commands are the quick actions. Slash explain for plain language explanation, slash fix for repair suggestions, slash test for tests, slash doc for documentation, slash new or slash generate when your environment offers generation commands, slash help to see what exists, and slash clear when the thread has gotten noisy.
And two commands are especially useful for project setup. Slash init can analyze a workspace and create GitHub slash copilot instructions.md. Slash save prompt can turn a useful chat exchange into a reusable prompt.md file. The exact list can change by VS Code version, Copilot plan, extension, and workspace, so slash help is always worth checking.
Chat modes are where I see people get nervous. Ask, edit, agent, plan. Those names sound close until you know what can actually change files.
Ask is conversation only. It explains and suggests, but it does not directly edit files. Edit works on a chosen set of files and proposes diffs you approve or reject. Agent can inspect files, make changes, and run commands so it needs more review. Plan writes a plan first, and no code should be written until you approve that plan.
And since VS Code unified the chat view, the mode selector lives down by the chat input, right?
Yes, tab through the bottom of the chat view until you reach the mode selector, then press space or enter to open it. The model selector is a separate control near the same area, so do not confuse mode with model. Mode changes the kind of work Copilot is allowed to do. Model changes the engine answering you.
Where does the newer agents window fit in?
In VS Code 1, 120 and later, the agents window gives a more agent-first workflow. You can open it from the activity bar or command palette by searching for agents, then review available agents, their capabilities, and their task state. The safe pattern is to ask for a plan, review proposed changes, inspect diffs, and only then accept or run anything that affects your repository.
That helps with accessibility too, because the task state and review points are easier to revisit than a fast-moving stream of text.
Exactly. Smart actions are another entry point. They appear from editor context, quick fixes, menus, or the command palette, depending on the file and selection. They can explain, fix, generate, or document based on what you are focused on. The browser agent is different. It can interact with web pages for browsing and testing tasks, but it is experimental, so treat its results as something to verify, not as a final accessibility audit.
And Plan Agent is the calmer option for complex work. It gives you a proposal before implementation. Copilot Spaces adds the team knowledge base angle, where shared contexts such as docs, decisions, and repository guidance can travel with the team instead of living in one person's memory.
MCP stands for Model Context Protocol. An MCP server is a tool provider Copilot can call when a task needs something outside ordinary chat, such as scanning a page, querying a service, or reading structured project information.
So MCP is not another chatbot. It is more like a bridge from Copilot to tools.
Yes, the appendix catalogs many MCP tools, including accessibility scanning tools, browser-related tools, documentation helpers, and repository helpers. In VS Code, you configure the server, allow Copilot to use it in the right mode, and review tool calls before you trust the result.
I like the review part there. An accessibility scanner can find real issues, but it can also miss things a human user would notice immediately.
Exactly. MCP tools can also run in CI/CD, which means continuous integration and deployment workflows. That is useful when you want scans or checks to run whenever code changes. Some MCP integrations require local dependencies such as Docker, and some require tokens or permissions, so the setup belongs in documentation, not in someone's private notes.
And for workshop use, that means MCP can support accessibility testing, but it does not replace keyboard testing, screen reader testing, or a careful review of the user experience.
Custom instructions are how you teach Copilot the house rules of a project. The most common repository-level file is GitHub/CopilotInstructions.md, and it is always on for that workspace when supported.
What goes in that file without turning it into a novel?
Short, concrete guidance. For an accessibility project, that might include WCAG expectations, semantic HTML preferences, documentation tone, commit message style, test requirements, and code quality rules. /init can generate a first draft, but you still need to edit it so it reflects the actual project.
The appendix also mentions Agent S.md and Claude E.md. Those are for broader tool compatibility, right?
Right. Agent S.md is useful in multi-tool or monorepo settings where several coding agents need shared instructions. Claude E.md can support cross-tool compatibility where that ecosystem is used. For more targeted rules, instructions.md files can include front matter and apply to glob patterns, such as applying test conventions only to files matching a test path.
So if a test file convention only matters under tests, you do not need to burden every prompt with it.
Yes, instructions can exist at repository, user, and organization levels, and conflicts can happen. When Copilot seems to ignore an instruction, check whether the file is in a supported location, whether the setting that loads instruction files is enabled, whether the glob pattern matches, and whether a higher level or later instruction is contradicting it.
Troubleshooting sounds unglamorous, but it is probably where people save the most time.
Absolutely. The appendix calls out common issues, Copilot instructions.md not being followed, instructions.md not loading automatically, a custom agent not appearing, a slash command not showing up, conflicting instruction files, and instruction file locations not working as expected. A practical check is to view loaded customizations in VS Code, confirm your Copilot and VS Code versions, and reopen the workspace after configuration changes.
There is also a configuration scope reference, which I read as, know whether the setting belongs to this repository, to my personal VS Code setup, or to the organization.
Yes, repository settings travel with the project and help the team. User settings follow you across workspaces through Settings Sync if you use it. Organization instructions are configured through GitHub plans that support them, and they can set expectations across many repositories.
And the quick reference card is the fast path. Open Copilot, read responses, accept or reject suggestions, and manage instruction files.
For screen reader workflows, the appendix repeats the reliable habits. Enable screen reader mode, consider accessibility signals, learn the official shortcut table, use the suggestions panel when needed with Control plus Enter or CMD plus Enter, and read chat responses in accessible view. NVDA, JAWS, and VoiceOver users may use different navigation keys inside the readable pane, but the goal is the same. Review the complete answer before acting on it. The plugin ecosystem expands what Copilot can do. The Awesome Copilot Collection is a catalog of prompts, instructions, agents, and related integrations that can be browsed and installed.
And that is different from accessibility agents, right?
Yes, accessibility agents is a living catalog focused on accessibility contribution workflows. Awesome Copilot is a broader plugin ecosystem. In chat, the /plugin command can help browse and install supported plugins, and the CLI flow can browse a marketplace, add the collection, install a specific plugin, and list what is installed.
Some MCP server integrations need Docker, so a learner should not assume every plugin is one click.
Correct, the appendix also moves into GitHub agentic workflows and third-party agents. These can take a task from GitHub, work on it in the cloud, and open a pull request or produce a result for review. The accessibility skill is not just assigning the task. It is reviewing the agent's pull request with the same care you would use for any contributor.
The workflow files are marked down with front matter, which means they have human-readable instructions plus structured properties at the top.
Yes, the security model emphasizes safe outputs, so workflows should produce reviewable artifacts instead of silently changing protected systems. The GHOCLI extension can create a workflow, compile the markdown workflow into a locked GitHub actions file, and then you commit both the source, MD, and the lock.yaml that actions actually runs. After that, you monitor the runs like any other automation.
Models are the part where people ask, which one should I pick, and also, will this cost me credits?
A practical way to choose is by task. Use everyday models for normal coding and writing, faster models for simple repetitive work, deeper reasoning models for hard debugging or architecture, agent-oriented models for multi-step implementation, and visual models when images or screenshots are part of the work.
An auto model selection can choose for you, but it is not magic.
Right? Auto is convenient when you do not have a strong preference. Override it when you need speed, when you need deeper reasoning, when a model is not available on your plan, or when usage limits matter. Model availability, billing, and retirement notices change. So the appendix points learners to current Copilot plan and billing information rather than treating one snapshot as permanent.
Switching models in VS Code happens from the model control near the chat input, and in inline chat there may be a model picker in that inline session. Keyboard users can tab to it and listen for the current model name.
The pricing reference separates plan features from usage. The free plan is useful for workshops, but it has limits and restrictions. Pro and higher plans raise or change access, and GitHub AI credits affect some premium or usage-based features, especially as billing rules evolve after June 1, 2026. If you are teaching or learning in a group, check your plan before relying on a high-usage agent workflow. Copilot also exists in the GitHub CLI. With the GitHub CLI extension installed, GH Copilot Suggest can propose a command, and GH Copilot Explain can explain a command you already have.
That is useful when the scary part is the terminal. You can ask for a command but still read it before running it.
Exactly. For example, you might ask GH Copilot Suggest how to list recent branches, or use GH Copilot Explain on a command before you paste it into a workflow. Treat suggestions as drafts, especially when a command can delete files, rewrite history, change permissions, or publish something.
And on GitHub pull requests, Copilot can help summarize changes and review code, but it is not a maintainer.
Right, PR summaries can help a reviewer understand what changed, and Copilot review comments can catch possible issues. Still, you check the diff, run tests, confirm accessibility behavior, and make sure the final contribution matches the repository's standards. In Challenge 16, a review-ready draft or a clear contribution plan can be valid evidence when the work is meaningful, whether the repository is Accessibility Agents, Glow, or another appropriate project.
So the reference is not asking us to memorize every command. It is giving us a way to choose the right Copilot surface, add the right context, slow down for review, and leave work that another person can understand.